this era that we're in, but last year they were so good. What happens when you're really good? You get raided.
That
was what happened with Dustin Kearns' program, but they do have, as you said, Butchie, some size and some athleticism. It'll be interesting to track here, particularly early, Jahlil Bulbrun, 6'9". He's a transfer from Stephen F. Austin. Really highly regarded, athletic, but he got hurt in the opening minutes in their season opener against Miami University out of the Mid-American Conference. Crash landing, going hard to the rim, hurt his hand, his wrist a little bit, missed the second game, but back in there. But a player to watch also, Miles Tate, who seems like he could do a little bit of everything in the backcourt.
Well, he did. Came from Butler and was a bench player there, but he really, the ball's going to be in his hands, averaging 12 points this year so far, but he's a creator, able to get in, find those little cracks in the defense, and that's where Wisconsin defensively has to just be solid. Make sure that there's bodies around. Don't have those gaps be so big where he gets in, because he's going to try to spray it for some threes. Now, Appalachian State, they don't shoot the three at a high percentage, but as they're only shooting at 28%. However, that's what they do want to do. They want to, we've talked a lot about that with college basketball. They want to spray it out, kick for threes as well.
All right, we are about set to go. Your officials today, Earl Walton, Vern Harris, and Randy Richardson. Appalachian State traveling black unis, the gold and white trim, the Badgers in the home white, and the Cardinal trim. Same vibe as we've seen in the first two outings. A front line of Nolan Winter and Steven Crowell. The rest of the starting five made up of John Tanjay, Max Klesman, and John Blackwell. Klesman coming off that 26-point performance on Thursday night, matching his high as a Badger. He had 26 last January against Indiana.
On six made three-pointers. That was what got him really going. First one went in. He just kept going after that.
Yeah, 6 of 11 he was from the arc on Thursday night. C.J. Huntley will jump center for App State. Stephen Crowell, as usual, for Wisconsin as we are set to go. Toss and tap. We'll go to Wisconsin. Badgers move to our left. And we are underway at the Kohl Center. Appalachian State straight up defensively as Blackwell throwing a Winter at the top of the circle. Huntley defending. A refeed for Blackwell high on the right. He is against Jahlil Mutalib. Now it's Stephen Crowell left of the circle. Which is the Winter high on the right. A toss for John Tanjay. Being chased by Threadgill off the Winter screen. Tanjay took a look, turned it down. Crowell up top. Five to shoot. Here's Blackwell. Baseline left. Pull up 10-footer. Is off the rim. No good. And the rebound comes down to Appalachian State. Jahlil Mutalib to the front court as the Mountaineers move to our right. Miles Tate starts the offense. Hands to Mutalib. He'll take it between the circles. A flip for Threadgill. Quick toss to Tate. He is with Blackwell. Looking off the screen from Huntley. Now Huntley will catch the pass. Gives off the Threadgill. And wanted to lob it. It was deflected by Winter and into the hands of Blackwell. Here comes Wisconsin. A long three. Stepping into it is Max Klesman, but it's off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound to Tate.
A little deep for my liking.
A little deep and quite quick, but more about the deep.
For sure.
Yeah.
The quickness in transition. I'm
good.
Okay with
yep.
it, but it was way too deep.
That was about 27 feet away. Here's Tate at the top. Brings it back out front. Loops it inside. Caught by Bulbrun. Backing up Blackwell. Sides advantage. Bulbrun and left shoulder turn. Flips it in with the right hand for the first points
and
of the
day. And that's what happens. You take a bad shot and it always seems to hurt you.
Nice Klesman outside left with the right hand to the free throw line. Leading, shooting, missing. Rebound Tate. Badgers with a couple of mid-range misses in the early moments here. A minute and a half gone by. Here's Tate left of the circle. Took a look. Turned it down. Throws the Threadgill. Inside feed. Knocked away by Crowell. Another turnover as Tanjay comes up with it. Tanjay pushing. Hits the brakes. Throws to Klesman high on the right. Now Crowell against Bulbrun. At the top of the circle. Gives off the Blackwell. The toss for Winter right of the circle. One dribble. Needs help. Looking. He'll throw it to Crowell at the top of the arc. Crowell with a bounce for Blackwell. Posting on Tate. Quick turn to the baseline. Reverse layup is no good. Jahlil Bulbrun the rebound for App State. A little more than 2 minutes gone by. 2-0 the Mountaineers. Miles Tate out front. Going to Mutalib. Tagged by John Tanjay. Now Threadgill against Max Klesman. Tate off the ball screen from Bulbrun. Pull up foul line jumper is off the rim and out. No good. John Tanjay clears it for Wisconsin. He's Blackwell up the left sideline of the front court. 2.5 minutes in. 2-0 Appalachian State. Blackwell left point. Moves it inside. Caught by Crowell. Single coverage Bulbrun. Backing to Stevie. Left shoulder turn. Goes up right hand. There you go.
And I was just thinking of that. It's got to find the post. Like, it's got to find the post. Good things happen.
Those points for Wisconsin belonging to Stephen Crowell. Bobrut at the top of the circle, hands off to Mutali at the right elbow. Whips it to Miles Tate, right corner, dribbles to the wing. Defended by Blackwell, then got screened off by Huntley. A driving kick, catching, shooting. Threadgill for three, splashed it from the left wing, and it's 5-2 App State.
And Nolan Winter's got to be up a little bit more on that pick and roll. He doesn't show enough, and that's why Tate's able to get around that corner and into the paint.
About 3 minutes, 15 seconds gone by, 5-2 Appalachian State leading Wisconsin. Crowell, right wing, he'll send it to Blackwell, tosses to Winter, he'll give it up to Tanjay. Baseline left, driving, and is fouled by Jackson Threadgill, and there's the game's first foul.
Yeah, Matt, I talk about, you know, Tate getting into that paint. Well, then when that happens, the defense has to collapse, and then that's when you get the kick out three. So that's why it's so important in that ball screen defense to be up and put pressure so that they can't get into the paint to spray it out.
Blackwell and Winter will come out. Kamari McGee and Carter Gilmore coming in. Two guys who have really helped this team off the bench different ways, but both have been very, very productive here in the first two outings. Here's Kamari throwing to Crowell. Open look for three. Left of the circle. Back iron no good. Rebound comes down to Jahlil Mutalib of Appalachian State. So the Badgers just one of six to begin the game. Threadgill, left-hand dribble into the lane. Pivots, got cut off by Crowell. Then Klusman throws it back out for Mutalib, right of the circle. Mutalib off the Huntley screen. Kicks it to Miles Tate. Gives off the Threadgill left wing. Now Huntley hands it back to Threadgill. Carter Gilmore picking him up and through the lane left to right goes Threadgill. Hands off to Mutalib. Three to shoot. Tate going for three. Right corner. And he'll hit it. Miles Tate gives Appalachian State an 8-2 lead for 10 into the game. App State 3-4, hitting 2-2 from the arc in the early minutes. Here's Crowell. Acting on Bobrun. Single coverage. Crowell, right block. Reverse layup. No good. And the rebound comes down to Mutalib. Ahead to Miles Tate. Up the left sideline to the front court for the Mountaineers. A handoff to Threadgill. Off the Bobrun screen. Blocked out Kamari McGee. And Threadgill got cut in the air. Threw it away to Klusman. Here's a lead feed to Tanjay down the lane to the rim. He'll lay it up and in. So a little turnover prone is App State, and that really hurt the Mountaineers in their opener against Miami.
I was just going to say the same thing. That's why they lost that game, is they turned it over. They were too careless with it.
And another turnover as Klusman intercepts the pass, left of the lane, driving a little Euro step, goes up right hand, off the left side iron, no good. The rebound went off of Tanjay, and out of bounds as we hit our first media timeout. Today's game is brought to you in part by Alliant Energy. Visit AlliantEnergy.com to see how Alliant Energy invests in diverse energy solutions for today and the future. And Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, the best place for grown-up entertainment, games, and fun times. Your odds are better here. 15:02 left of the first half. Appalachian State 8, Wisconsin 4. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
A fourth-generation family-owned business is running strong thanks in part to Wisconsin cheese. Dufek Wood Products calls Denmark home and has been based in northeast Wisconsin for close to 120 years. It's best known for manufacturing boxes, which are food-safe to age and ship wheels of cheese and can be reused. But another Dufek Wood product is getting attention thanks to the Guinness Book of World Records. Do you think it's the family's wine boxes, organic garden mulch, or charcuterie boards? The answer coming up. Winter logging for summer building supplies is how the Dufek started. Manufacturing shifted by 1912 to other wood products, especially those cheese boxes. So did you guess which wood product is getting attention from the Guinness Book of World Records? It's the Dufek's charcuterie boards, with one recently named the largest ever, holding more than 760 pounds of gourmet cheese. That's one huge slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
What if high schools could totally rethink high school? What if we told you that some already have? Imagine high school, where the love of teaching and the love of learning are colliding, where students are learning math and history and art and physics, graduating ready for college, for careers they care about, and life. What if we told you that right now, the powerful change we're seeing in high schools across the country is possible in your neighborhood too? Don't believe it? Watch now at rethinkhighschool.org.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
15:02 left in the first half. Appalachian State leading Wisconsin 8-4. Luke Wilson in the lineup now for App State. He's a 6'9 redshirt freshman from Augusta, Georgia. He started in game two for App State. He comes in for Jaleel Bobra.
And they've got big bodies that they're going to put. But one thing they're not doing on the offensive end is they're not putting Steve in a bunch of action, which is great. So then offensively, when Wisconsin's on offense, he needs to get the ball because they're not doubling there either. So it's a good matchup. Wisconsin just needs to focus on kind of getting him involved offensively.
App State 3 out of 4. Both hits from three-point range. Anthony Alston in the game as well for the Mountaineers. Here's Tate against McGee. Gets a screen from Huntley. A throwback off Huntley now for three straight away. Missed it short. Rebound. Run down by Muterlieb along the left sideline. Gives off to Tate. Right-hand dribble. Pull-up jump inside the right elbow. Dances in. And the second chance points are there for App State. 10-4 the Mountaineers. 5.5 minutes gone by. Gilmore, top of the circle, turns it to Tanjay, left wing. Inside feet, caught by Kraus, single coverage with Wilson on him. Left shoulder turn, and Stevie will flip it in with the right hand, and he has four.
If they're going to go single coverage, he's got to get the ball.
Yeah.
Just touching it to force the double team or go one-on-one.
It'll be really interesting to see how long they go straight up with Stevie.
Correct.
Here's Muterlieb outside right. Tanjay defends, throwing to Huntley, left of the circle. He'll hand off to Tate, chased by McGee. Tate leaning inside feet. Huntley slam dunk with the right hand.
And that's what they want to get to. You saw one turnover earlier in the game there, but that time they connected on it.
12-6 Appalachian State. Here's Crowell right of the circle. Crowell with a toss for Carter Gilmore at the top. He'll give off to McGee. Sends it to Tanjay. Long three right side. Nope, and he'll go out of bounds. And again, we've seen a couple of long launches here in these first few minutes.
And I don't get that. You can get that shot at any point. So work the ball around. One of the keys I talked about was ball movement.
Yeah.
I haven't seen a lot of ball movement.
Nope. Gilmore and Tanjay come out. Blackwell and Xavier Amos in the lineup now. Here's Muterlieb turning the corner. Stops right elbow. Feeds Tate. Right wing knocked away by McGee. And out of bounds. It'll belong to Appalachian State. Feeling this could be a good kind of matchup for Xavier Amos as well here. His early days in a Wisconsin uniform. Transfer from Northern Illinois. Here's Miles Tate out front. Left-hand hip-high dribble. Edge of the center circle against McGee. 13:25 left in the half. 12-6 App State. Shot clock is at 8. Tate right of the
double
lane. And
double
dribble.
Absolutely.
And that's turnover number 5 already for an App State team that turned it 19 times in their opening night loss to Miami.
That's where Wisconsin does a good job of just having bodies around.
Here's Xavier Amos to the front court, throwing to Max Klesman, trying to drive off the left wing, fouled on the drive. That'll be team foul number 2 against App State, and the first on Miles Tate. Wisconsin just 3 of 11 to begin the game. 0-3 from the arc. Inbounds pass McGee into Crowell. Left of the lane. Single coverage from Wilson. A throw to Amos. Two-man game. Back inside to Crowell. A little dig this time from Huntley. Stevie left shoulder turn. Goes up. Rolls off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Huntley. And here comes Tate up the middle of the front court. Fans it out to the left side. Drops it to Huntley. Left of the lane. A handoff to Tate. Amos goes down. Left open is Anthony. And he'll hit a three. Anthony Austin from the left side. Make it 15-6 App State, 12:50 left in the half.
And I've been saying, you got to give the ball to Steve in the post, but if he's going to get it, he's got to go with a strong move. That last move just wasn't there. There was no balance.
Here's Amos backing in, mid-post right, turns to the block, goes up, knocked away and out of bounds by Huntley. This was a prolific shot-blocking team last year, but their leading shot blocker is now at Georgia. So you got Crowell, and you got Klesman out. Jack Janicki is in. Nolan Winter re-enters. So.
And it feels like Greg is trying to find that group that's going to play hard here.
Yeah.
It's smart, right? Both those things have to happen.
Yeah, the 11 a.m. Blues hitting Wisconsin right now. Inbounds pass to Blackwell. Dribbles off the right wing and the lane goes up. Left hand around the rim and in. It counts. And a foul. And it's exactly what Greg Gard was looking for.
And again, what does John do so well? It's the rip and go. Like, he is the top 10 in the nation as far as the catch, rip, go. Just as far as going by somebody.
Yeah.
Making quick decisions.
Anthony Alston called for the foul. Blackwell's free throw is short. Rebound tip from Winter to Blackwell. And Wisconsin continues the possession. 15-8 App State. 12:25 left of the first half. Blackwell right of the lane. Inching in. Fadeaway flip. Baseline right. No good. The rebound of Alonzo Dodd. Dodd up the left sideline of the front court. Zimmer off the bench. 6'1 junior out of St. Paul, Minnesota. Wilson hands off to Alston. Wins it right side. Threadgill leaning. Baseline right. The runner is good. Jackson Threadgill with five. They get 17-8 Appalachian State. 12:03 left in the half. McGee throwing to Nolan Winter right of the circle. Hands off to Blackwell. A toss for Xavier Amos at the top of the circle. Amos moving in. Lost his balance and walked with the ball. Turnover Wisconsin. Very, very shaky start here for the home team. We have our under 12 media timeout. Hey, Badger fans, if you're looking for the perfect in-game meal, choose a Brew Pub Pizza loaded with quality meats and veggie toppings. Then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese. Brew Pub Lots of Mozza Pizzas are a proud partner of Badger Athletics and are available in your grocer's freezer. We'll take a break with 11:53 left in the first half. Appalachian State 17, Wisconsin 8. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Why is life better with American Family Insurance? Because every policy comes with something very special. A trusted agent who's there to help protect your dreams by finding the right coverage at the right price. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto. American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Save big money and add a stylish look to your bathroom at Menards. Max has a great selection of showers, tubs, and surrounds. Max's freestanding bathtubs combine luxury and practicality. They have a sleek design and installation is simple. Right now, Max freestanding tubs are on sale through November 16th. Don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association encourages you to enjoy pork while supporting our Badgers all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. And the Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober, zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 11:53 left in the first half. App State 17, Wisconsin 8.
And right now, Wisconsin is 4 of 15 from the floor, 0 of 3 from 3. Two of those threes were just not good shots at all. So when you look at how they're shooting the ball and the way they're getting the shots, not good quality on the offensive end.
No, and adding to the troubles, Kamari McGee going back in the locker room area right now. Here's Anthony Alston on the right side against John Tanjay. Alston stops at the top of the circle, goes into Luke Wilson, trying to back on Gilmore, knocked away. Another App State turnover. Here's Blackwell. Drops it back to Klesman. Feeds Gilmore left of the circle. Gilly with a bounce for Tanjay. Tanjay against Alston. Backing is Tanjay. Inside, low on the left. Muscles it up. No good. And the rebound comes down to Jahlil Bobrun of Appalachian State. Badgers 2 of 6 on layups here so far. Here's Threadgill. Feeds Alston at the right point. Here's off to Alonzo Dodd. Dodd, right wing and deep. Dribbles off the wing. Stops the free throw line. kicks it back out to Fred Gill. Shot clock is at 10. Fred Gill, a handoff to Anthony Alston off the Bolbrunt screen. At the free throw line, hits the brakes, five to shoot. Dodd right side with three to shoot. Dodd spinning, fades, flips right of the lane, off the rim, no good. Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. Quick outlet to Klesman. Knocks up the right sideline of the front court for the Badgers. Throwing to Winter, drives to the rim, layup, good, it counts, and a foul. Well, the Badgers not wasting any time, getting the ball up the floor, and one for Nolan Winter as the Badgers pulled it within seven.
And Nolan was running down, and he looked like he was going to try to set the ball screen to realize, there's nobody in front of me, I'm just going to keep running to the rim.
It's there. That was the thing, too, about the threes, and one of those threes I mentioned, it was quick. They don't frown on quick. They're okay getting the ball up the floor, but when it's quick and 27, 28 feet away,
well, it was a terrible shot.
That's the
Max.
Problem.
Yeah, no, and that's the difference. You get 10 toes on the line, now all of a sudden it's a great three. Good hustle there,
Mark. Free throw is missed. Carter Gilmore on the floor. He wanted to get a timeout, but instead a held ball. And the arrow to Appalachian State is Nolan Winter missed the free throw. So this Wisconsin team that was 36 of 37 at the line the first two games has now missed its first two foul shots here today. 10:41 left in the half, 17-10, Appalachian State. Miles Tate's back in there for the Mountaineers. Has the ball left sideline in front of the Wisconsin bench. A screen from Hundley. A throw to Mutilief. Left-hand dribble against Klesman. Stops. Matt's trying to rip it away. They get a held ball. This time the arrow to Wisconsin. App State's up seven, but might be kicking itself because it has really had trouble securing the basketball here. Very turnover prone.
Seven of them.
Yeah.
Seven of them.
Compared to one for Wisconsin. When they don't turn it over, they're almost automatic. They're 7 of 10 from the field. Blackwell with a bounce and a sloppy one that's gathered by Winter in the right wing. Now Gilmore has it. Gives it up to Klesman. Backs out to Gilmore. Top of the arc. Turns it left side for John Tanje. Right-handed over the free throw line. Feeds Winter for three. Right side. Good. Nolan Winter. Makes it 17-13. Appalachian State. 10:05 left in the half.
Brought some good energy. Second time around for him on the floor.
Mutilief had it slapped away by Klesman. Mutilief gets it back, gives off the tape. Badgers turning it up on the defensive end, and too much so there as Blackwell called for the reach in on Miles Tate. First foul on Blackwell, and the first on Wisconsin. Red Gill, sideline left, will inbound. Throwing it to Miles Tate near the midstripe. Defended by Blackwell. Tate drifting to the left, well above the three-point line. An inside feed for Bobrun, and he is fouled along the left lane line by Nolan Winter, his first team second. Bobrun played a couple of years at Stephen F. Austin. Started 21 times last year. His second start in this third game for App State this season. Missed the last game with an injury. Bounce pass to Threadgill. Feeds Bobrun at the top. A pass for Mutilief. Off the Bobrun screen to the free throw line. Leaning, shooting. Back rim, no. Tried to follow Duncan. Missed. Rebound to Gilmore. Here's Tanje. Ahead to Klesman. Back to the right side. Drives the lane. Inside feed. Went through Winter. Turnover Wisconsin. Here's Miles Tate. The other way. Off the left wing in the lane. Throws it back out to Threadgill. Feeds Bobrun. Bobrun left of the lane. Driving. Pivots. Good D by Winter. A kick out to Mutilief. Tries a three. Missed it. No good. And they'll get C.J. Huntley over the back. Trying to get that offensive rebound. He is called for the foul.
And it still feels like Wisconsin offensively hasn't found that chemistry and that rhythm. And you saw it on the last play. You know, Max drives. Dishes it off. That's a tough one. It's got to go to the ground so it can be a bounce pass. It's not. It leads to a turnover. And you just looked over the coach staff and everyone's like, just relax. Everyone calm down.
Amari McGee back in there for Wisconsin. So whatever the issue was, it was taken care of, and he is in for Klesman. Here's Gilmore, left of the circle, throwing to Blackwell at the top of the arc off the Winter screen. Blackwell to free throw line, spin move to a pullback dribble, gives off to McGee, swoops off the right wing, pull-up jump, good, just inside the right elbow. First points for McGee, and it's 17-15 App State. 8:55 left in the first half. Tate outside left, kills the dribble, throws to Huntley. He's with Gilmore, hands it back to Tate. Huntley sets the screen. Tate will use it. Moving to the right, a lob inside, and a whistle and a foul called again. They're using that screen roll as Huntley gets fouled. I think that was Gilmore who got it.
Well, and then that middle pick and roll, what they're looking for is that lob. And if you're in that and you're you're the big, and there's a, you're going to show quickly, but then you have to get to the body of the roller before he leaves his feet.
Bounce pass to Jahlil Bolbrun, left of the circle, throwing to Threadgill against John Tanjay in there for Wisconsin. A throw to Bolbrun, jump stop, lost the ball, and rolls right to Tanjay. Another turnover, that's eight of them for Appalachian State. Tanjay on the right wing, probes the baseline, bounces the crowd. Stevie back and turns, up, good, off the window from the right block, and Crowell has six, and we are tied at 17.
And he had balance on that last shot.
A 9-point run now over the last 2.5 minutes for Wisconsin. Here's Miles Tate. Left foul line extended, fadeaway jump. Back rim no good. Rebound. Blackwell for Wisconsin. He'll turn and go. Blackwell up the left side for Wisconsin. To the line. Down the lane. To the rim. He got fouled. Mutalieb got him. Mutalieb with the block and took one to the face in the process. That'll be his first foul as the Badgers got the wake-up call. We're at the 8-minute timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 8 minutes left in the first half. Wisconsin 17, Appalachian State 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I want to share with you the experience of Donna in Washington. She writes, I got injured about 5 years ago. I was let go when, because of the injury, I couldn't keep up with my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
When it comes to sports in Racine, WRJN has you covered. It's Brewer baseball right up until the postseason right here on WRJN. Of course, the Badgers, you're listening now. We've got most of those games throughout the season and Green Bay Packer football too. High school sports on Friday nights with Dick Graceffa. From timeless hits to local news to all your favorite sports, we have it all for you here on Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. You're listening to WRJN.
St. Joseph's Indian School is much more than a school for Native American children.
It's like a family. Classes are fun here. I am learning about my culture.
Since 1927, St. Joseph's Indian School has provided children the education, health care, and support they need to succeed. To help give our kids brighter futures, learn more at stjo.org today.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Run for the Badgers, so Wisconsin and App State tied at 17 with 8 minutes left in the first half. Eight turnovers for the Mountaineers. The Badgers have converted those into 7 points.
And of those eight turnovers, seven of them are steals.
Inbounds pass to Gilmore, feeds Tanjay high on the right, inside feed, caught by Kraus, single coverage, Michael Marcus, and that's a good matchup for Stevie. He'll turn and score over the freshman, the 6'9 freshman. And the Badgers have the lead, 19-17. Make it an 11-point run. Here's Tate off the C.J. Huntley screen. A throw to Mutalieb. Left side snaps off the three from the wing. Short. Rebound. App State. Huntley keeps the possession alive. Threadgill's wide open for three. Right side. Around and out. No. Rebound tipped in the air. Pulled down by Kamari McGee. And McGee up the four for Wisconsin. Throwing to Crowell. Top of the circle. Stevie gives it up to Tanjay. Left wing. They'll push off. They'll play on. Steps back. Left quarter. Three is good for John Tanjay, who has now hit five shots from the three-point line. 5 out of 10 so far this season. 22-17 Wisconsin. Run is the 14-point run.
I don't necessarily know if that was the three they won either, but it went in.
Got away with a push-off, too. It's a three-try, no good. Rebound to Kamari McGee in the left corner. 22-17 Wisconsin. 3:55. That's 6:55 left in the first half. Here's Crow. Single coverage from Marcus. With a big from you to lead. Crow backing. Right block, pivots, and walk to the ball.
That's where Steve just needs to make a quicker decision.
Yep.
Read it, go. It was a read, back down, analyze the situation, try to figure out what it is. Just make it quicker.
Gilmore out. You got McGee, Blackwell, along with Tanjay, Winter, and Crowell. Badgers up 5, 6:40 left in the first half. C.J. Huntley hands off to Tate, turns it to Butley, left of the circle, off the Huntley ball screen. Dred Gill, quick pass, Tate, right side. Miles Tate dribbles off the wing in the lane, 10-footer in the paint. Off the left side, iron, no good. John Tanjay, the rebound. Wheels around Michael Marcus. Tanjay up the floor for the Badgers. Left side, throwing to Winter, turns it right side for Kamari McGee. Off the wing, hits the brakes, goes off to Crowell. Crowell finds Blackwell, left wing, driving to the rim, layup, good. John Blackwell with 4, 24-17 Wisconsin. And now a 16-point run for the Badgers. 6 minutes left of the half. Tate, left-hand dribble. Left foul line extended. Goes up top for C.J. Huntley. Driving on Winter. Right lane line. Stops. Goes off to Marcus at the free throw line. Back is to the basket. Crowd defending. Marcus, he walked to the ball.
Yep. He sure did.
Looking for help. And the freshman with a freshman-like mistake there. This guy's put together, though. He's a solid 255 pounds. He'll come out now, though.
Wisconsin with an 18-2 run over the last 6 minutes and 44 seconds. How does it happen? Defensively, you get locked in, right?
Yep.
And that's where it started. Then offensively, you can start to see the flow a little bit more. Now you've seen App State in a 1-3-1. So against that zone, they've got to work the short corner and the free throw line.
Kamari McGee feeds Blackwell. He'll snap off a three. Left of the circle, off the rim, no good. Tanjay flying in there with a rebound. Dribbles off the wing, throws to McGee, feeds Crowell right side. Skip past Blackwell, fakes the three, drives baseline left, jump stop, out to Tanjay, three in the air, straight on. Short, no good. Winter with the offensive rebound, another chance for Wisconsin. That's what the zone defense can do to you if you're App State. Mid-range jumper, Tanjay, no, on the right wing, and the rebound comes down to App State. Andrews empty on a long possession. Miles Tate, right of the lane. 5:05 left of the half, 24-17 Wisconsin. Anthony Alston, outside left, forced to retreat, leads Bulbrun, baseline left, just under the yard. The jab step, 12 to shoot, Bulbrun gives it up to Thread Gill off the Bulbrun screen, wheels around Nolan Winter, goes through the lane, 6 to shoot, Alston, baseline right, and his pass is out of bounds, turnover number 10 for Appalachian State. 4:46 left in the half, 24-17 Wisconsin.
I'm going to be Captain Obvious here, but 10 turnovers.
Yeah.
That's a whole bunch of them is what that is.
That is not giving yourself a chance. App State got off to a great start. Badgers on a 16-point run. Make it 18. Blackwell wheeling inside, low on the left, and the layup is good. 26-17 Wisconsin.
What a response by Wisconsin. Obviously, a slow start to this game. They've been clicking since then.
Miles Tate against Kamari McGee. Huntley the screen. A throw to Thread Gill high on the right. Gill matched up with John Tanjay. Looks over the screen from Bulbrun. Shot clock at 13. Anthony Alston goes inside. Caught by Bulbrun. Right of the lane. Mid post right. Turns up right hand. Short. Rebound Tanjay. With 4 minutes left in the half. 26-17 Wisconsin. Tanjay goes inside to Crowell. Give and go. Tanjay catches. Layup is good. Tanjay with 7 and it's 28-17 Wisconsin with 3:48 left in the first half. A 20-point run for the home squad. Here's Miles Tate between the circles. McGee getting into him and is called for the foul. We'll have the under 4 immediate timeout. American Family Insurance is the official insurance partner of UW Athletics. Visit amfam.com/badgers all season long for exclusive content, Badger fan sweepstakes, and more. 3:38 left of the first half. Wisconsin 28, Appalachian State 17. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk Gaming
Madison. At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth generation Jones, and it's a family tradition to use only high quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, and go Badgers!
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
Born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Badger Extra is the best website and mobile app for everything Badger sports from the experts at the State Journal. Go to BadgerExtra.com or search your app store today. U.S. Bank scoreboard updates. 3:46 left in the first half in Bloomington, Indiana 30, Eastern Illinois 29. Badgers lead App State 28-17 with 3:38 left in the first half. The old 20-point run helping the home team.
See that a lot, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all the time.
Very, very, very common.
But it's been the defensive end. They've been able to create a lot of turnovers. Some of them have been unforced turnovers by App State. But Wisconsin's defense has been much better. It's been tighter, forced those turnovers, and then been able to get out and run.
As you pointed out, the seven steals for Wisconsin. Here's Miles Tate off a high ball screen from Holbrun. Throwing it for Red Hill between the arcs. Sends it back to Tate. Using a Huntley screen now. Left-hand dribble. The pass stolen away by Tanjay. Steal number eight for Wisconsin. Turnover number 11 for the Mountaineers. 3:18 left in the half. Tanjay, baseline left. Stops, pumps, up, in. Just muscled it through Appalachian State. 30-17 Wisconsin. 3:05 left in the first half. Huntley hands off to Threadgill. Left of the circle. A toss for Austin. Rotates to Tate. Deep right wing. McGee trying to get into him. Off the screen is Tate. Throwing to Bulburn. Trying a three on the right side. Off the rim. No good. Kamari McGee the rebound. And a very cold spell continues for Appalachian State. Little give and go. Crowd of McGee to the rim. And the layup is good again. The run is at 24 points. 32-17 Wisconsin. 2:38 left in the half.
Last game, Kamari got that as well. We saw John Tanjay do the same thing, hit the post, cut, and both have been rewarded.
App State has gone scoreless more than 9.5 minutes. Here's Huntley trying to end the drought. Top of the three, top of the key three is good for C.J. Huntley, and that finally stops the run at 24, and a timeout taken here by Appalachian State. We'll keep it here, a 30-second timeout taken by Dustin Kearns. 2:23 left in the first half, 32-20, Wisconsin leading App State. We mentioned before, too, App State will press, will do a little run and jump. I'm wondering if you might try that right here. They finally got a bucket. See if they did, if Kearns now tries to do something to get his team energized.
Well, when you're not turning the ball over, you're able to do some things. They've turned that ball over so much, but Wisconsin's done a good job of being in passing lanes, not over-helping, making sure they've been solid. You know, I think that's the biggest thing is when you look at what they've done so well, it's pretty impressive on the defensive end, the switch at least, yeah. Right? And now you're going to see that full court press, just like you said. But App State, they want to get into it. They just need to score the basketball a little bit.
Yeah, you go close to 10 minutes without scoring. Bounce pass to McGee. Just single coverage in the backcourt from Tate, so there is no press.
They dropped to 1-3-1.
They did, yep. There's Tanjay high on the right. Turns to the crowd near the right corner. Stevie surveying the defense. Now Klesman for three. Right corner. Yes, sir. Max Klesman into the scoring column. 35-20. Wisconsin with 2:02 left in the half. Miles Tate throwing to Jahlil Bulbrun at the top of the circle. Bobrun drifting right side and Klesman bothering him. Bobrun kills the dribble, pivots, Crowell is into him, and there's nobody open. They got to take a timeout. So now it's App State having trouble moving the basketball. The second timeout burned here by the Mountaineers with a minute 50 left in the half, 14 to shoot, 35 to 20, Wisconsin leading App State.
That was, I'm going to say, good job by Max. He took a little bit of a gamble there. Right? And because he took the gamble, it forced the dribble to the corner and the pickup, and then it forced the timeout. That being said, I'm going to put it nice. I don't always love a gamble. You got to make sure you find a way to get the good result.
Yep.
Now, against a better team, it leads to the skip pass wide open.
Yeah.
So it's just understanding when to gamble when you can.
14 to shoot here for Appalachian State. Miles Tate will be inbounding. 35 to 20, Wisconsin. Tate looking and loops it into Bobrun. Hands it back to Tate, chased by McGee. Shot clock is at 10. Tate, top of the circle. Moves off to C.J. Huntley. Hands it to Threadgill. Pull up foul line jumper. Too long, no good. Rebound, batted around, secured by Klesman. With a minute 35 left in the first half. Max outside left. Ball screen from Crowd. Klesman kicks it. Winter, open three, right of the circle. Back rim it out, no good. Huntley the rebound. 125 left of the break, 35-20. Wisconsin. Tate throwing to Huntley at the top of the arc. A handoff to Austin, and reaching in was Klesman trying to disrupt the handoff, but Max called for the foul. That's his first, and team foul number five on Wisconsin. Still one more to give. App State guilty of six fouls. A 27-3 run here for Wisconsin. Badgers trailed 17-8 about 8 minutes into the game. Inbounds pass to Tate. Tate sets the floor. McGee defends. Tate on the right-hand dribble. A screen from Huntley. Tate hooks it to Huntley. Left of the circle. He'll try a three, and that's a rounded out. No good. Tanjay the rebound for Wisconsin with 105 left of the first half. Klesman against Jackson Threadgill. Max will loop it into Crowell left of the lane. Single coverage, Bobrun. Max looking, starts to back. Gets a double now from Huntley. Open man cross court is Tanjay. Tries a three, and it's off the rim. No. Rebound up. Winter, no. But a foul. He can't believe that stayed out. But Winter will go to the free throw line for two shots.
And Nolan, we talked about it, was in that starting group, went to the bench, came back, had that layup, then had a three. Brought some really good energy the second time around with
him. Did. I think they got Huntley for that foul. They did. That's his second. Winter shooting two and no good with the first. So new day, new result. The Badgers were on fire at the foul line the first two games. They are now 0-3 so far. 50.6 seconds left in the half. 35-20, Wisconsin. Second free throw for Winter is good. 36-20, Wisconsin. And here's Miles Tate against Kamari McGee. Tate, and on the drive, a reach-in foul is called. That'll be team foul number six. They get McGee, and that's two on Kamari now. So Greg Gard will get him. He'll get Blackwell back in there.
And that's the tough thing with Kamar. He brings so much energy at the point of the ball, but you got to make sure you show your hands and keep sliding those feet.
Tate inbounding. Looking. Throws it to Threadgill. Right corner. Threadgill will bring it back out front. Now Huntley, a handoff to Anthony Austin. Wanted to lob. It's broken up by Stephen Crowell as Badgers going to school off of that screen roll, and another turnover for Appalachian State.
Oh, man, it's because they're showing their hands.
Yeah.
Their guards are being able to get a deflection because they're doing exactly like they've been taught.
12 turnovers for App State. 9 steals for Wisconsin. 17 seconds left in the half. About a 4-second difference. Shot the game clock. Blackwell rocks the dribble left of the center circle. Shot clock is down to 5. Blackwell, right side, pulls, fades, fires, in and out, no good. Rebound tip. Winter has it, goes back up, and it rolls off, no good. Knocked out of bounds. It will belong to Appalachian State with 1.3 seconds left in the first half.
You want to pick up, this is exactly what Wisconsin's doing against Holy Cross. They didn't do this adjustment with 1.3. Just make sure you're somewhat on the ball.
Redgill looking. The baseball pass almost hit the scoreboard. Stolen by Klesman. Here's Max, a three-quarter court shot that was too late anyway. And the first half has come to an end. Well, the Badgers trailed by 9 in the early minutes and then went on a 28-3 run. And Greg Gard's team will go into the locker room up by 16 points. Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. At the half, Wisconsin 36, Appalachian State 20. We're back for the halftime report presented by Culver's. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to local news, WRJN has been doing it right here in Racine for 97 years, and we keep that promise to you every day. Stuart J. Waddles works in the Radio Park WRJN newsroom. His first report's as early as 6 a.m., and you can find him around the clock at WRJN.com. Find him on our podcasts and on demand. WRJN, for 97 years, Racine's home for local news, and now, timeless hits, too.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Halftime of the Kohl Center, Wisconsin 36, Appalachian State 20. John Tanjay with 9 points, Stephen Crowell with 8. Pacing the Badgers, 3 App State players with 5 points. Jackson Threadgill, Miles Tate, and C.J. Huntley. A 28-3 run for the Badgers has them in control at the half. 36-20, the Badgers lead App State. Coming up, our halftime conversation. Presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Hey Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake & Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
They've been rocking audiences for decades. It's Foghat. Performing live November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells.
I just want to make...
With special guests, The Empty Pockets. Tickets are on sale now through Ticketmaster. Legendary rock band Foghat. Live in concert November 30th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Must be 21 to attend concert.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
We continue with our halftime conversation as we hear more from Greg Gard talking about assistant coach Lance Randall. How badly did Lance want to get into the coaching profession? Well, how about this little nugget?
You got a really unique story in terms of how you talk about starting from ground zero. He started at ground zero when he was an assistant at Lake College, living in a nursing home because of that's all he could afford. He was able to get, low-income housing at a nursing home. And it reminds me of a little bit of my path, a little bit of, you wanted to coach so bad that you would do whatever it took. And you didn't care if you got paid nothing or if you had to pay to coach. You were going to do it. And it was just a passion of his, and is a passion of his. And those stories really, I think, resonate with specifically in today's world. Mm-hmm. When it's instant gratification, what can you do for me now? Well, here's where he was paying rent at $77 a month and living in a nursing home. And it's just a very unique part of his story and his journey.
And that is our halftime conversation. Stay with us. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
At Jones Dairy Farm, we've been making breakfast better since 1889 from our hometown of Fort Atkinson, Wisconsin. We're a seventh-generation, family-owned and operated maker of all-natural breakfast sausage, dry-aged bacon, naturally smoked ham, Canadian bacon, and Braunschweiger. I'm Philip Jones, CEO and sixth-generation Jones. And it's a family tradition to use only high-quality ingredients and a signature spice blend that you can taste in every bite. Try Jones, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. And go Badgers!
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our badges are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Hey there, Badger fans. This is Xavier Amos, forward for Wisconsin men's basketball. We are ready to elevate our game to new heights, and we want you to be a part of the action. With a VC Connect membership, you can contribute to our path to championships both on and off the court. You'll gain access to exclusive experiences, behind-the-scenes insights, and unique opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. VC Connect has tunnel vision on victory. Do you? Head over to VCConnectWI.com today.
We continue with our halftime conversation as we hear more from Greg Gard talking about assistant coach Lance Randall. How badly did Lance want to get into the coaching profession? Well, how about this little nugget?
You got a really unique story in terms of how you talk about starting from ground zero. He started at ground zero when he was an assistant at Lake College, living in a nursing home because of that's all he could afford. He was able to get, low-income housing at a nursing home. And it reminds me of a little bit of my path, a little bit of, You know, you wanted to coach so bad that you would do whatever it took, and you didn't care if you got paid nothing or if you had to pay to coach. You were going to do it, and it was just a passion of his, and is a passion of his. And those stories really, I think, resonate with specifically in today's world. Mm-hmm. When it's instant gratification, what can you do for me now? Well, here's where he was paying rent at $77 a month and you know, living in a nursing home. And it's just a very unique part of his story and his journey.
And that is our halftime conversation. Stay with us. We'll check out some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming. We're back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays, Usinger's famous sausage? If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com, that's Usinger.com, or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin leads App State at the half, 36-20. Some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin 46% from the field, 3 of 10 from the arc, 1 of 4 at the foul line. App State 8 of 23 after a hot start. They were 7 of their first 9, then everything changed. 4 of 11 from the arc. They did not shoot a free throw. Rebounds are even. One of the storylines of this game, the turnover total. App State with 13 of them. The Badgers have 9 steals. Wisconsin guilty of just 3 turnovers. 9 assists on the 16 buckets for Wisconsin. 6 dimes on the 8 buckets for App State. The Badgers had a 24-point run, the longest run for Wisconsin since it began a game in the COVID year back in November of 2020, a 25-point run to start the game against Arkansas Pine Bluff. I have zero recollection of that game. Badgers won. Badgers won going away. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
4 years ago wasn't that long ago, but I mean, that was the COVID year, cardboard cutouts and all that stuff. Forever grateful with fans.
Oh, that's what you're going to blame it on, huh?
Yeah, well,
okay, all right. Okay,
yeah,
all right.
I appreciate that. Yeah, just glad you could get off the treadmill yesterday after that 200-yard run.
I just got done running the marathon today.
Yeah, sure
I got that in before the game. I'm glad it was an 11 o'clock tip.
Hashtag athlete. At the half, Wisconsin 36, Appalachian State 20. That is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
36-20, Wisconsin leads Appalachian State as we get through the second half. I was impressed on your social media post that you were on a treadmill to start today. Multitasking, watching a little App State, getting in a grueling workout. I was inspired.
Oh, then I went to a Princess Tea Party after. That was a big Saturday.
That's a big day.
That was a big Saturday.
That's a big day.
Absolutely.
I thought about getting one in this morning, but 11 a.m. is too early.
I did too, yeah. That snooze button, big yeah. fan. Big fan.
And the bottom line is I'm really soft. So do I want this or do I want, like, you know, a brownie to start the day?
Yeah.
Something good. All right, second half underway. App State with the first possession. Moving to our left, and here we go. Miles Tate hands off to Jackson Threadgill. Feeds C.J. Huntley. Huntley against Nolan Winter. A hand off to Tate. Free throw line. A throw back to Jaleel Bowe.